Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
All right, I'm going to warn you in advance. I'm doing this as a request. Somebody had requested. Andrew, with all of the talk of the First Amendment and Charlie Kirk and the Sanger Theater and all of this stuff and Louis Mangione, I just need me a Milton episode. I need a break from all of that. Okay,
I heard the music and I just started smiling.
Started feeling better about life, didn't
you? Yes.
Because, you had something else to direct your frustrations at. Okay, so I take you now to the Milton City Council meeting. Like I said, it's a small episode. Don't get too excited about this. This is a discussion about the ridiculous, horrible, terrible, excessive pay that Mike Cusack, I won't embellish, City Council member. Let's just say I don't agree with him a lot. Okay. Either on his views or his demeanor. But he was complaining that he's getting people complain to him that the city of Milton pays their people too much. And so literally your boss is in the city council meeting saying, I don't know, man, I think we pay all these directors and managers too much money. It's outstanding management practice, but here goes.
Yeah. Excuse me, I want to go on record. They're straight in.
I want to go on record. All right, anyway.
Helpful.
Excuse me, I want to go on record. They're straight employees here in the city. I get that. I understand it. I was just concerned about the amount of money that's being spent. I got people complaining to me about their water bill. They can't pay it, right? And then they say, well, all these people are making, whatever they get paid, it's public perception, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got elected by the public. And they asked a couple of them, within the last 2 days, I've had three people ask me directly, what are you going to do about cutting our water bill, our sewer bill? What are we spending for this and that? And I can't answer the questions because I don't really know. So what can we do as a council? I don't know. But
right, and that was why I was alluding to the sewer rates.
And the staff here at the city, I'm not berating them at all. I'm just looking about what we're paying out year after year after year and where it's gone from point A to point B.
I'm not berating the staff. If you find yourself in a position of having to say that you're not berating the staff,
then you are.
You've messed up already. Yeah. Bad. Yeah. These people keep pressing me. Why you pay those people so much? I don't have an answer for them. So we got great people in the city. Except the ones who manage the mics, can I say? Now, Mike Cusack is a mic mumbler to begin with, always. But they've had issues with their mics lately, and I don't know why. I know they're trying to fix it, but they have. So, just be patient, Andrew. Anyway, so I'm not disparaging them. I'm not berating them. You are talking about cutting their pay. Hey, John, I have a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
You've worked in businesses before.
Correct.
When the head of the organization, or if there's a panel like a city council member, says, we need to look about cutting pay for the staff. What does the staff do?
Staff looks for other jobs.
There you go.
I mean, you want to start cutting people, cutting salary?
Yeah. I mean, you're considering cutting my salary. I'm considering polishing my resume, right?
Exactly.
I understand you're not berating staff. I have the reality, though, that tomorrow and after every council meeting, staff lined up at my door going, what's going to happen because council keeps talking about how much we get paid?
That's Ed Spears, who understands because the staff works for him. And, Mike Cusack was talking about cutting our pay. Does that mean I need to start looking for a new job?
And that impacts the morale. That does have, that weighs on the staff. And that's my job to deal with, and I deal with it.
I love that Ed is mansplaining to Mike Cusack how a business works. Because Mike is always, I'm a businessman. I've been in business forever. Risk manager. I'm a business. I mean, seriously, if you haven't listened to him talk over the years, I know you probably haven't. He's always touting his business credentials. And Ed's like, but morale though, right?
And I assure them that I'm there to support them and to encourage counsel and to advocate for the staff. and focus on your job and keep doing the best that you can. I'll take care of those things. But please, I hope you all understand, this does take a toll. Yeah. And it does weigh on individuals in tough economic times because they have the same bills. And they need to know, do I need to start looking for another job?
Yeah. And the more you talk about it, the more they'll think that. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still rolling accident-free this morning. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. Seeing some minor delays on Highway 29 just past 9 Mile Road. Just minor delays there. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. All right, back to the our brief interlude, a Milton City Council Melodrama Theater episode in which noted business superhero Mike Cusack.
Business
superhero. I was trying to figure out what word I wanted to use there.
Okay.
Mogul that he is basically saying we got to cut costs, and people have been asking me about this, you know, how much we pay our senior staff, and Ed Spear, city manager, is explaining to him, sir, shh. Because you're defeating morale, you're making people come to my office the next day and ask if they need to look for a job, and so forth. So, you know, Ed is like, I get this question all the time.
And that's the reality. I get that question regularly. And my answer is absolutely not. That we will find a way.
Do I need to get a job?
To make this work. And that's... Well, I appreciate you, Mayor. It sometimes is a touchy subject, and we have to be big boys and girls and talk about things that are touchy subjects. And I'm absolutely willing to do that. But please know, the staff is listening. And they take it to heart, and they take you seriously, as they should. Because I tell them, you're the decision maker. The buck stops with you guys.
You can't just go up on the dais in city council and be like, you know, I'm not sure if we should cut benefits in half, but I've been thinking about it maybe. Because, yeah. You know, it's a terrible practice to just spiffball these kinds of things. Anyway, Cassie Powell, Cassie's one of my new favorite people in Milton because she's, Casey is one of the city council members and Cassie is his wife. And she's, what's the word I want? Opinionated. Strong. She says what she says. And she's fed up. Particularly with Mayor Lindsay and Mike Cusack, and I think to a lesser degree, not Teresa Messick, Marilyn Farrow, because they're the three that are all so tightly connected. Anyway, so she says, and keep in mind that Mike Cusack is the finance committee chair or whatever. And remember, they had taken him off because of the ethics things. Was it the ethics stuff or was it the, I think it was around the ethics stuff. Anyway, and then after the new board got in, they reinstated him. It's amazing. Anyway.
Maybe it's because I'm in finance and have been for many years, but Ed gets it, Robert gets it, Casey gets it, Gavin gets it. And the guy in charge of your finance committee struggles to understand. And to a point where he wants to spend, what was that number again, for study?
That's the next topic, but the salary study is $25,000, the staffing study is $35,000.
I'd say you might have a problem with who's in charge of your finance committee, and you may want to think about the misunderstandings or the confusion that happens there a lot.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. So then one of the more, another sort of moment in the city council meeting that was interesting to me was they were talking about the Ed Spears evaluation because he's been in the job for a year. Yeah, a year now. And his evaluation. And Robert Leake, who's one of the city council members, one of the relatively new ones, talking about, you know, filling that out.
Okay, we all filled out our evaluation for our city manager, Mr. Spears. He does have a total average score of 4.2. We are budgeted for 2%. And I do believe that we should move this to the council meeting for approval at 2%.
Okay, so, you know, they're going to move ahead with this, but not before Howard Steele, another one of our newfound the anti-Pitchfork Posse, Pitchfork Posse member, which is, I don't know how to describe, I don't have a name for them yet, you know. The Pitchforkers are aligned with Mayor Lindsay and Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow, and I need a term for the others, for the opposite side, but it'd be like Cassie Powell and to some degree Shari Sebastio, although she's nicer usually, and Howard Steele, who's, you know, often quite bombastic, but that's okay. I mean, that doesn't bother me. Anyway, so he's asking a question about Ed Spear's evaluations. Now, here's the thing that you need to know. When they did the evaluations, if you look at the numbers granted by the city council members, Tom Powers' overall score for Ed Spears on a 5 scale is a 4.7. Casey Powell, 4.7. Larry McKee, one of the new members, 4.2. Robert Leake, one of the new members, 5.0. Gavin Hawthorne, he's been there for 2 years, a 4.8. Ashley Fretwell, a 4.0. What's the theme, John?
Theme is what you've been talking about.
High numbers, right? For both the pre-existing city council members and also the new ones. Except for, who are the two that I say are always aligned with the Pitchfork Posse and always aligned with Heather Lindsay? It's Marilyn Farrow and Mike Cusack. Marilyn Farrow scores him a 3.4.
Yikes.
That's still Yikes. In the neighborhood.
So that's why it's a 4.2, because when you started reading off those numbers, I'm like, wait a second, that doesn't.
But below a 4.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody else has given him a, you know, B plus, A minus, or A, and she's like, strong C, solid C. Mike Cusack? 2.7.
What?
2.7. He gave the city manager a 2.7. Yeah. And he gave him a 2 for the category relations with elected members of the governing body. Individual characteristics, a 3. That was the high end. And, community relations, he gave him a 3.4. I'm looking across all the different numbers here, and it's just...
Wow.
You think it's personal?
Well, why? So,
yes. You know, weirdly, only you and Marilyn see it this way. Oh. Huh. That's odd. So Howard Steele is going to point this out.
I also would like to,
and I know the mic is terrible. I'll try to translate as we go along.
Is the low number from Mr. Cusack, Councilman Cusack, 2.7, and the next number was 3.4.
He's talking about the numbers 2.7, 3.4. Why are they so low?
The rest of the numbers from there to Mr. Leake, they're 5.0. So
up to Leake's 5.0.
Is there an issue with Mr. Cusack?
Do you have an issue?
City manager, we need to be made aware of. Is there a conflict with Mr. Cusack?
This is not an occasion for an interaction between.
It may not be, but I think it is.
The mayor tries to tell him to shut up and not ask that question directly. Not to shut up, sorry. That's excessive. She tries to tell him it's not a case for back and forth, which is a routine thing to say. And he says, well, I want to know. I want to know if I can get an answer. Well,
if Councilman Cusack and Mr. Spears have something to discuss, they'll do that privately.
Well,
it won't be in.
It's not a private evaluation. The overall score is made public. It's not really in a private matter.
Yeah, if Cusack's had a problem with him, the scores are public. We'd like an explanation for why these public scores of his evaluation are so low from you.
Now, if we have a conflict between a city councilman and a city manager, I think the people,
we'd like to know if there's a problem. We elect you or vote for you. We'd like to know what the problem is.
Thank you for your comments.
No, is there a conflict?
That would be up to Councilman Cusack to speak to you offline. As far as our decorum is concerned, this is not a process for a discussion between the public and a specific member of council about it, that sort of thing.
This is now the second time where she's like, go do it privately. And last time it was between her and Cassie Powell. And she's like, I don't want to talk to you privately. This is where I want to talk to you. And Howard Steele, this is where I'd like an answer from Mike Cusack. And, you know, the different boards do this differently. Some boards don't do any back and forth. Some allow it. The Milton City Council definitely allows it. But it's not mandatory. Cusack doesn't have to say anything. I think it's interesting that he would rate him a 2.7. Is that what I said? 2.7. But he wouldn't explain that in public. Huh. All right, 6:24 here on News Radio.
Wow.
See?
Wow, man.
Now, was it worth it to interrupt our normal? I mean, there's a lot of other stuff on the agenda, but I had somebody say, Andrew, I need a little Days of Our Milton. I need something to get me through the day. So...
Yes, I needed that.
6:24 News Radio
92.3.
You can't. No, you really can't. just can't. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. You know, about 300 on the lot, all different makes and models. In fact, the idea there is they're kind of like a buffet of almost new cars. So you're looking at sedans, and they're probably going to have like 40 or 50 of them. You know, you're looking at SUVs, and they might have 30 or 40 of them. You know, they're looking at trucks, might have 20. And that means that you're going to get different makes, different models, different trim levels, even different years, mileages. You know, from 10 to 40, maybe 1,000 miles, 1 to 4 years is kind of the range, their sweet spot. They always want good cars, and they're going to warranty them to 10 years or 100,000 miles. But the idea is you can sample a lot, and you don't have to meet a different salesperson for each car you try, like you do if you go around town, which is, you know, hey, look, if you like meeting five people and telling them the same life story over and over again and explaining to them, you know, why do you got to come with me on this drive? I don't know why, because I don't trust you. Anyway, you know, like all the stuff, right? Well, they do it differently at Frontier, and they try to, you know, make it easy for you, and they do. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
That's right, and let's do traffic.
Oh, sorry, traffic on the five. John Pickens, fine.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays on Highway 90 either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Saturday, September 27th, come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right, get 20 to 50 acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or go to creeksidepreserveal.com. That's creeksidepreserveal.com.
Making it to work on time? No points. Holding the door? Still no points. Remembering trash day? You guessed it, no points. But with the Penair Rewards MasterCard, you can get 20,000 points and no balance transfer fees for opening a new card and doing your everyday shopping. Every swipe after? More points, more rewards, more reasons to swipe. Start earning today at penair.org/creditcards. 20,000 bonus points awarded to new rewards cardholders after the qualifying spend in the first 90 days, insured by NCUA.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Worry not, my brother, for I am a master of disguises.
Whoa!
Good morning, 6:29 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And if you happen to be in Miami, it's wet. there's huge storm over just the very southern tip of Florida, basically south of Cape Coral, Port St. Lucie, and down over the Keys. But it doesn't affect us. It's, what is that by car, about 12 hours?
It's about
10.
10, okay, depending on how far you go. I mean, to Key West is about 13, isn't it, right, altogether? But, yeah. Okay. But for here, we're fine. But, you know, hey, I know a lot of people, when you travel out of town, you listen to us on the app or online or, you know, whatever, or catch the podcast later. And I probably don't need to tell you it's raining in Miami. Anyway, 629.
You're so sweet.
I know, I'm just trying to think about you.
You're so sweet.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, thank you very much, Andrew. President Trump's second state visit to the UK currently underway. The King of England is hosting a state banquet for the President and First Lady at Windsor Castle today. They'll be making a stop at the tomb of the late Queen Elizabeth II and lay a wreath at St. George's Chapel as well.
All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. What else do we have going on? I have some frightening, because they're always frightening, or, I mean, interesting anyway, a tech update coming up next. You will not believe what people are using AI for now. After the news.
Pelosi, President Trump getting the royal treatment on his second state visit to the UK. After being greeted by military officers lining the stairs of Air Force One, President Trump arrived at Winfield House last night, the U.S. ambassador's residence in central London. Today, he heads to Windsor, the world's oldest and largest occupied castle. The UK wants to improve the trade deal the two countries announced back in May, especially the steel and aluminum tariffs, which are currently sitting at 25%. That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich. The man accused of killing Charlie Kirk had a virtual court appearance, facing 7 charges, including aggravated murder.
Utah County District Attorney says he will be seeking the death penalty in this case. Ahead of that hearing, the DA laid out the charges and a lot of the evidence that they have gathered so far against the alleged assassin.
That's Fox's Garrett Tenney. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 63 degrees and looks like mostly clear skies here this morning. We'll get our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Well, Escambia County residents turned out yesterday for the Board of County Commissioners meeting to say no to renaming 65th Avenue after conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
You named that street after somebody who insulted Martin Luther King, Michelle Obama, women of color, and found the 1964 Civil Rights Voting Act offensive. You're going to raise the kind of dusts of rage that you guys today have been talking about ratcheting down.
Commissioner Kohler, I believe this is just you having a knee-jerk reaction to Charlie's tragic death. Shame on you for not taking a moment and being more responsible.
And the proposal had been suggested by District 2 Commissioner and Board Chair Mike Kohler, who said it was really about political tolerance, not forcing the name on residents who didn't want it. Ultimately, Kohler decided not to pursue the name change. Now, open carry is the law of the land, according to Florida's Attorney General. That means big changes for residents that want to carry firearms. One big change is that if you're used to concealed carry, your firearm can actually now be visible in your vehicle as you travel.
Right, you can do whatever you want to as long as you're not pointing a gun at someone or brandishing it or threatening someone from your car. I think you can do what you want to in your car. I think you can carry how you want to in your car.
Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, he says it is important, though, to know that open carry doesn't affect a lot of other laws, which means that you cannot brandish a firearm, threaten anybody with a firearm, Simmons tells News Radio. It's also important to know that private businesses can restrict the carrying of firearms on their property if they decide to. Well, Florida's continuing to attract skilled workers. Governor DeSantis yesterday saying the state ranks first in the Lightcast 2024 Talent Attraction Scorecard. Shows Florida's number one for attracting and developing a skilled workforce. It is the third straight year that Florida's been ranked number one. And the governor says it shows that the state is building a workforce that is ready for high demand and high wage careers. Now, Disney out with a new special for Florida residents, a 3-day ticket package going on sale. With those tickets, you can visit Epcot, Hollywood Studios, or the Animal Kingdom for $210 plus tax. The tickets, though, cannot be used at the Magic Kingdom. You have to use them between October 5th and December 23rd, but not on consecutive days. And you have to make reservations in advance and show proof of residency. Learn more about their resident special there at disneyworld.disney.go.com. It is 6:34 here, almost 6:35, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services, now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still rolling accident-free right now, looking like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Seeing some minor delays as you travel northbound on Highway 29 just past the 9-mile road intersection. Just some minor delays there. That's really all I'm seeing this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We do have a beautiful day in store for you today. Plenty of sunshine, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Going into Thursday, nice sunny weather, high near 89. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. For Friday, plenty of sunshine, high near 89. And by Friday night, temperatures dropping near 71. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got sunshine, 63 degrees, your next news at 7 o'clock. And breaking news anytime, I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go further. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation can help your business thrive.
All of us at Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes want to thank you for selecting us for the second year in a row as InWeekly's Best of the Coast Best Law Firm.
We look forward to continuing to help our neighbors with insurance and personal injury claims. TWWLawFirm.com.
Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes, attorney and counselors at law.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on Kent State University this Saturday? Tap the News Radio app.
Tap the app.
Just download our News Radio Pensacola app Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tap the app.
Tap the app
for your chance to win.
Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands.
The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app.
Tap that app.
The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I designed your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
All right, I warned you that this is, you know, that Technology and AI update is often the same stories could have been used for Signs of the Apocalypse. But I feel like we're just going to do this one in the tech update genre. So here goes. We got a new app out there. Actually, it's not a new app. It's a it's apparently a new collage of apps. There's a couple of different ones. And some of them are even getting promoted by famous people like Gwen Stefani.
Christmas season has always been my favorite time of the year. It's a season that we get to celebrate the birth of our Lord. This year, I'm excited to share that I've partnered with this amazing prayer meditation and music app called Hallow on their 25-day prayer challenge leading up to Christmas called Advent Pray 25. Join me and millions of other Christians around the world as we celebrate together the truth that God so loved the world that he gave us his only son. Download Hallow and join me in praying every day. God bless.
First of all, did you know Gwen Stefani was a devout Catholic?
I did not
know.
No,
me neither.
I had no idea.
Kind of, what? Oh, all right. You know, fine. Hallow, which is now being promoted by people like her. Chris Pratt has an ad out for Hallow. It beat Netflix, TikTok, and Instagram as the number one spot in the App Store at one time last year.
Really?
Yeah. So, what are people doing with Hallow? Well, they're getting prayer guidance. They're getting, you know, verse of the day kind of stuff. I haven't downloaded it. I don't know.
Me either.
But apparently, one of the features is that you can do, you can ask it for advice. But apparently, you can also do confession with the app.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Well, you know, if you need a priest at 2 a.m. and
one's not available,
3 a.m. You want to, don't want to call your pastor, you know? So just
does it dish out punishment too?
Dial up AI, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them your sins, and then I guess they tell you how many Hail Marys to say.
Exactly.
You know,
that's why I was
how many
wondering.
Our Fathers. People are paying up to $70 a year for subscription. There's other apps like Pray.com, which has 25 million downloads. There are chatbots being rolled out to counsel you on your spiritual questions.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you, just when you think there's a part of the world or life that's off limits to the AI, and then you're like, well, people are dating their AI, you know, chatbot girlfriends, and now they're seeing their AI chaplains and priests and confessing to them. I don't know if an app can be a conduit for a sacrament. I don't know if that, you know, because like for the Protestants, it's just talking to a pastor. It's not quite an official thing, but for the, you know, for the Catholics, it's a, you know, that's a mechanism for dispensing the grace of God. Can you just do that on the app? Doesn't seem like that's how that's designed to work, but I don't know. I'm not the Pope. I don't, you know, I don't make the rules for the Catholics. So there's one.
I wonder if the AI is listening to your confessions and storing it. And
Interesting. Because there, as we learned with the lawyer stuff, there's no privilege.
Correct.
If you confess to an app, that can be discovered theoretically. Whereas, you know, confess to a lawyer, an AI attorney, that's not privileged because it's not an actual attorney. Oh, that's interesting. Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
In other technology news, just since we're in the vicinity, you know, since we're already, like, the whole world is falling apart, you know, hey, but I still have a smile on my face because, you know, why not? You know, God's still on the throne. He's just apparently not always in the confessional. some of the time. People with AI girlfriends have a problem. That should surprise you. But apparently, people go to the AI girlfriend. We talked about this a little bit last week. People go to the AI girlfriend, you know, because they feel alone, isolated, have trouble meeting people, they want to practice pickup lines. I mean, I don't know, whatever people do. But apparently, instead of making them feel connected and more isolated and less isolated, more. You know, they don't get any of that. They get the opposite. They wind up feeling worse. So it's like a lot of things where you go to something to solve a problem and it actually makes the problem feel, you know, even worse. Because now what I do wonder is, I wonder if it's because they feel ashamed or guilty. You know, feel like this is weird. I'm doing a weird thing to solve a real problem and that's just making it worse. Like they have to hide that from people. You know, like people have to hide their drug addiction or their porn use or, you know, like they can't, you know, they feel guilty about it. So I don't know. Exactly. But apparently it's making people not happier. It's not really working for them.
Hmm.
So maybe it is like having a real girlfriend. No.
Yo. Oh, boy.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
Third story. You ready?
Ready.
This is going to come as no surprise. This is going to be one of those where you're like, oh, well, that is 100% predictable. I will tell you in just a second. Before that, if you're thinking about buying... Did you just sigh at me?
I did, because I'm
promoting
like...
promoting ahead?
You built it up, and I'm like... Oh.
Grumbling on behalf of the audience. All right, fair
exactly.
enough. Hey, if you need to buy or sell a home, or you know, you're thinking about it, because you're thinking about you know changing locations, changing sizes, maybe you need to increase because you're having kids, maybe you need to decrease because you know your kids have moved out. Maybe your first time you're thinking about buying a condo instead of living in a house, you got to maintain it for yourself. I don't know, buying a rental, buying an investment property, whatever the case may be. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they'll take care of you. They do great. I mean, just over and over and over, they sell. They make deals happen. They get to closing. They get great prices. They know how to stage it, photograph it, list it, all that stuff. Negotiate what you do and don't have to say yes and no to, what you can and cannot ask for, even for new homes, new builds. They'll help you with a new build. You say, why would I just, can't I just go to the build? You can, but a realtor can help you with a lot of stuff and maybe get you a better deal because, you know, they know how motivated they are to sell. You may not know, right? Like all things price-related, you're not really sure what to do. So give her a call and ask her. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. All right, traffic on the five. John Pickens.
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still rolling accident-free right now, but if you're on 98 eastbound, just east of Navarre Beach Bridge, we're starting to see some slowdowns through the Windhaven Beach area. But other than that, things look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody says, I got a couple of texts in here. One person says, now you can ask AI what Jesus would do. Well, there's AI Jesus, aren't there? Isn't there AI out there? It's designed to impersonate Jesus for you, just like the AI
know.
Is out there designed to impersonate, you know, Gandhi and Mussolini. And, you know, there's all these crazy things in the world. Somebody else says, are we sure it's not a real person? Oh. So you have, you know, old scuzzy dudes living in the parents' basement pretending to be young women, trolling people online. Now you just have real people pretending to be AI. I mean, it could happen.
It could. Wow.
Oh, there was a Wall Street Journal test. Can you tell the difference between a human voice and AI? Take our quiz. I've been scared to try it.
Now, is it audio or is it?
It's audio, apparently. I haven't done it because I've been scared to try it. I'm afraid I'm going to lose.
Why?
Because I just told you I'm afraid to find out.
Just do it.
Let's see. 437-1620. If Hallow App gives you tips to prepare for reconciliation, it does not perform the sacrament. Oh, okay. But that makes sense so far. All right, that's but it does. it doesn't open. Somebody else just texted me and nope. Absolute no for me. Oh, I said there was a third story that would definitely not.
Exactly.
It would not really surprise you at all. This story has to do with dating apps. You know, swiping, which is the new way we meet and do stuff. I guess it's long after I was married did all this come about. But in a new paper published in the journal Cyber Psychology, Behavior, and Social Networking, I've read a couple of it. Anyway.
I'm like, you did?
What they wanted to know was whether people who are very successful, as in, well, you know, they fornicate a lot. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. That's what success
is. Is that the meaning of successful?
Literally, the title of the article is scientists have figured which types of people are successfully hooking up the most on Tinder.
Okay.
It's not Bumble. It's not, you know, but I mean, it's the ones that are aimed at a certain objective.
Gotcha.
And that objective is not, you know, hey, I'd like to be friends and build a marriage with you. You know, it's. Anyway,
go
the
ahead.
Other thing.
Go ahead.
Okay. So apparently, according to this paper, the question they were really looking at is, are there any psychological characteristics that identify the kind of people who are very successful at getting sex out of the apps? That's what they were looking at. And you know what they discovered? Sure. People who are successful at getting sex through the apps is they're narcissists. They're Machiavellian, meaning they're manipulative and cunning and they'll lie and cheat. And they're psychopaths, having low empathy and remorse. So the kind of people who use the apps for and are very good at using the apps for, getting sex are super scary people who have no conscience and no morality, and they're manipulative, self-absorbed, and have no empathy for other people. The dark triad of traits, they call it. Narcissism, Machiavellianism, and psychopathy. Does that surprise anybody? I mean, it doesn't surprise you, right? That the kind of person who's really good at hooking up with strangers through an app is going to have these characteristics?
Yeah. I'm going to give you this one because, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you think through it, when it's not surprising.
When you think through it, that's right.
You know, oh, I'm a nice person. I have a conscience and I care, and I just can't seem to find anybody on these apps. Well,
there's a reason.
You know, it's because you're a decent person. So, you know, if you're the kind of person that's been very prolific through the apps, well, maybe you learned something about yourself today. 650 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Down, set, hut. We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn-Ins. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow-smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with four locations in the News Radio area. Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
The Neal Clinic, Friday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday evening, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is the Art of Hispanic Heritage. Visit Pensacola.com has more. Saturday morning, enjoy the dozens of vendors at Dr. Martin Luther King's Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Grab a freshly brewed coffee and a homemade treat while you take in Palafox Market from 9 till 2. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We need to talk about your flare.
Really? I have 15 pieces on.
Well, okay, 15 is the minimum.
Mandatory evacuations for Escambia County and Santa Rosa County began this morning at 6 a.m. for those low-lying areas, the barrier islands there, and mobile homes. And so people are heeding those evacuation orders, and they are really getting out of town. As you work your way into Pensacola Beach, where we were earlier today, it's almost a ghost town at this point. They're packing up their cars. They are moving over the bridges and getting toward the mainland, where it's much, much safer, and it's certainly higher ground.
We are seeing high waves already as Hurricane Ivan approaches the Alabama portion of the Gulf Coast. This is what it looks like at Gulf Shores, Alabama, just west of Pensacola. We've already seen wind gusts of 30 miles per hour, and those winds are on their way up.
Man, 21 years yesterday for Ivan. I was not here. That was a decade before even I came. But, man, you still see everywhere. You still see the results of Ivan to this day, and that's the one that really caught people. Man, and of course, if it was the anniversary yesterday of Ivan, somebody said, Andrew, you didn't talk about Ivan yesterday. I know, I didn't. But if it was the anniversary of Ivan, it was also the anniversary of...
It's 5:05 at News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, 77. It's mostly cloudy. Good morning. I'm Mark Jacobs. Tropical Storm Sally expected to slow down and become a hurricane today as it moves toward landfall somewhere along the northern Gulf Coast. Now, for us, Sally's going to bring an extended period of heavy rain. Total amounts 9 to 16 inches are possible, some locally higher amounts up to 2 feet.
Remember when we were not sure what was going to happen? And, of course, you remember Mark Jacobs?
Oh, yes.
Dear friend who passed away several years ago post-COVID. But then, you know, what happened in Sally? Not what we were expecting.
After battering Florida and Alabama, Sally has now downgraded to a tropical depression. It's delivering record rainfall in Georgia and the Carolinas. The storm scraped through the coastline, leaving seaside towns in disarray. In Pensacola, streets were turned to rivers. Authorities say 377 people had to be rescued. Over 500,000 have spent the night in total darkness because of the widespread power outages.
Yeah. Bad day in history for Pensacola. Both Sally and Ivan, same day. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. Of course, that was 5 years. Does it seem like five?
No.
It weirdly, it's one of those things where it seems like it was 100 years ago and yesterday, both.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, Wes Moreno told us yesterday that one of the last big lingering effects of Sally is the Pensacola fishing pier that was, of course, damaged by the barges that were not removed by Skanska, and then they scraped through and destroyed all kinds of stuff that they were letting for the contract yesterday. They were going to sign the contract. Is that what he told us? There was some big step. He told us about it. Sorry, I can't tell the detail, but the fishing pier is getting rebuilt, finally, which has been waiting all this time on FEMA money and just all the stuff. So finally, the fishing pier is going to get rebuilt. All right, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're on I-10 right now prior to exit number 13 in the two outbound lanes, it looks like there's a lot of metal in the road. So thanks for the heads up on that one. Also, the NAS front gate is backed up to Sunset. No accidents to let you know about. Things are rolling smoothly other than those issues. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. President Trump is in the UK. It's his second state visit there. The King of England hosting a banquet for President Trump and First Lady Melania at Windsor Castle today. They'll also be making a stop at the tomb of the late Queen Elizabeth II. The former head of the CDC will testify today in the Senate about why she was fired by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Kennedy said he let Dr. Susan Monterez go last month because he didn't trust her. Today, Monterez is expected to tell a Senate panel that she was ousted for, quote, holding the line on scientific integrity. So we'll see how that goes. Tropical Depression 7 has formed over the tropical central Atlantic. The system is not expected to affect land over the next several days, but the National Hurricane Center says it could become a tropical storm today or later tonight.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. If you have a home improvement project, a repair, I don't know if it's a problem you're trying to solve or just trying to make things better. People go to the hardware store for all kinds of stuff, including if you go to the front of the store at Pensacola Hardware. You have all of the housewares, you know, gumbo pots and Weber cook grills and, you know, cutlery, all kinds of stuff, cast iron skillets, SEC merchandise. There's just a lot of stuff there. If you need to buy something for somebody for a birthday or for yourself, treat yourself, they have all kinds of stuff there. But like I said, if you need to solve a problem in your house, they're the place to go. Not just that they have the stuff, of course they have the stuff, but that they can help you figure out how to use it and use it safely and effectively. And, you know, what they might even do is they might even ask you if you're buying something, hey, have you ever used this before? I know you think that's kind of weird, but that's because they want to make sure that you know. And some of the stuff, I mean, they sell stuff that can be dangerous, right? If you don't know how to use it properly, and they want to make sure that you're getting the end result you want. They are your commercial construction supply business as well. The warehouse is right here. If you need to do special orders, they do that for folks all the time. You know, the architect or the engineer has a specified product. They are no problem. They work with that all the time. Go ask them. And they speak your language. So if you're a contractor, man, that's your place. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida. All right, 6:58, News Radio 92.3. Oh, somebody says since COVID time seems to fly by. Interesting. Yeah.
But it does, though.
Yeah. I also think, well, like, it's, without swearing, it's flipping September.
Already?
I mean, what? Didn't we just start 2025?
We did.
It's so weird. I think when you're young, literally when you're a child, you know, go sit in your room for 10 minutes. Oh, eternity. And now, I mean,
I begged to go.
Yeah. Well, now it's like, you know, here, let me walk from the bathroom to the kitchen 1 hour later. You know, like, this time just zips right on by and you don't even notice what's happening. It always, the way this always makes me laugh at myself is I'm a video game driver on the roads. I'm trying to maximize and get through and pass people and, you know, feel, not recklessly, but, you know, I feel bad when people interfere with me for a second or two. And then you go home and you can totally waste 3 hours on nothing. Like, there's no
local
nothing
news
continuity.
Every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze Milton.